PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Hour number four of a four-hour show. It's the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates. We're happy to have you. We're happy to be with you. We're happy to welcome you in at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The Warriors have done it, folks. The big mystery of the night is who's going to be the seventh seed in the NBA Western Conference playoffs. And it's going to be the Golden State Warriors. Up 119-116 with 5.3 seconds to go. The Memphis Grizzlies had a chance to inbound the basketball and didn't because of a five-second violation. The Warriors won 121-116. Jimmy Butler with 38 points. Steph Curry with 37 points. And that 1-2 punch is now going to head to Houston to take on the Rockets on a game presumably on Sunday, I believe, as the number two seed. So very interesting to see what happens there. I do feel like a lot of people will pick the Warriors to beat the Rockets based on exposure in and of its own right. I mean, how many Warriors games have you seen this year? How many Rockets games have you seen this year? Yeah, I think a lot of people think that they're going to see or pick the Warriors. I'm looking to see if there is a favorite out yet in this series or not. Nothing that I see up to this point. But I do think a lot of people will take the Warriors. And really, this is a winnable matchup for them. They are the Warriors. They've got Jimmy Butler. They've been incredible with him. I've been mentioning the stat throughout the night. They were 25-26 when they traded for him. They've been 23-8, including tonight, 24-8 after. The Grizzlies now have to try to get to the 8th seed to then take on the Thunder. And to do that, they're going to play the winner of tomorrow night's matchup between the Dallas Mavericks and the Sacramento Kings. So Dallas comes in with 39 wins. Sacramento comes in with 40 wins. Memphis had 48. And they're going to have to play one of those teams for the right to then play the Thunder in the 8-1 matchup. That game will be on Friday. The 9-10 matchups are going to be on Wednesday night. Warriors and Rockets, by the way, have played each other five times. It's rare, but it happens now where they have that week where we don't know who anybody's supposed to play. And then the NBA Cup playoffs figure it out. So they played them five times. The Warriors winning three of the five. The Rockets winning the most recent one in a game on April 6th, where Steph Curry was just 1 for 10 shooting on the night. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Got some NFL draft stuff want to take a look at in a little bit. Been talking about the NBA throughout the night. Been talking about some of these Colorado guys, specifically Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. And last hour, Carlos Ortiz said he thinks Travis Hunter should just play one way. And he has not yet told me off the air that he was doing that as a bit, so I think I believe him.
Yeah, not a bit.
Which way do you think he should pick, then? You don't care?
No, see, that, I don't care. I think that the best determination is going to be between him and the team, like whatever they feel was the best way. But I'm not saying, dude, don't have a package one way or another if you're going to be a cornerback and you'll have a package on wide receiver or the other way around. But to consistently do it, like you're going to devote equal time? No, I think that's just silly.
My guess would be it depends on the team.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think he's going to get drafted more as a corner that then plays wide receiver a considerable amount, but won't be the number one option. Like if he goes to the Browns, he'll probably play wide receiver more than maybe any other team. But where's he get? Like, he's not getting past. The furthest he's getting drafted is fourth. And that depends on what the Giants maybe do. But I really feel like Cam Ward one, Travis Hunter two. And I think the Browns have been a team that's been more open to him playing both, but have said wide receiver might be where they prefer it. Patriots were talking cornerback might be where they prefer it. But would he go number two if he was just a wide receiver? I don't think so. I don't have all the answers there, but I do think like that he can play and play consistently is part of it. And when you're drafting Travis Hunter, are you drafting Travis Hunter because you want him to play long term for you? If he gets drafted by the Browns, do we think he re-signs with the Browns? I don't want to do Travis Hunter watch before it needs to start, but I'm just
starting the clock
saying.
Now.
Yeah, what I want is I know how long I have you, 5 years with the option. I'm worried about those 5 years. I don't care what happens. I mean, if we still have you after those 5 years, but all I know is for sure that I have these 5 years. And so I want to get the most out of you. Now, you could argue that the Browns aren't going to be in the level of contention this year where it would be the most benefit for them to play him both. So maybe they acclimate him in. I think he'll play both. I don't think he plays less than 30% on either side. I think he plays a lot. I do. I think he plays a lot. And that will be one of the fun mysteries to watch with whatever team drafts him come next Thursday night. 888-710-4ISN. Mike is in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, man. I agree with you and the other guy about the Travis Hunter thing, man. I think he's going to get drafted, man. And mainly due to it was up to me, he would play corner, you know. And maybe in, like, big situations, you know, third, fourth downs, goal line situations, big moments, you know, like 30, 40% of the offensive snaps, I'm going to have him out there. Obviously, you know, he's a very athletic and dynamic player. You know, he can catch the ball and run routes. But he's not going to be, like, consistently 70% of my offensive snaps and then out there 80, 90% of my defensive snaps. I feel like he's more dominant, more effective as a corner anyway as a receiver, you know. And then also, I just wanted to talk about, make a little quick little thing about the Nico situation. I think Maryland, you know, maybe not the whole $4 million, whatever he's talking about, but I think Maryland, you know, might want to look at him. You know, it's the Big Ten, you know, he can come over there and play right away. You know, it's not in the SEC, you know, and why not, you know, give him a shot or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the Tennessee quarterback that deuced out. Mike, thanks for the call. And Tennessee did a lot to help push him out. So that was a big part of it, too. I'm just looking up, you know, obviously his coach was Deion.
And Deion is a guy who did play some wide receiver. How many career catches do you think Deion Sanders had? You want to wager a guess?
Yeah, I'll. I don't think it was that many. I really don't. I think a lot of the fact that he played both ways is overblown because I remember him a lot more on defense than I do as a receiver. So I'm going to go with 203 catches.
You said not many. 203 catches.
I just threw an arbitrary number out there.
That puts him like 13th all time.
Really?
Not really, but no, but it's a lot of catches.
All right. Well, then 103.
60.
All right. Whatever, I was still over.
60. So Deion Sanders, we think of him as a two-way player, right?
Yeah.
Or that he did it. When he was in Atlanta, he had a total of 11 catches in 5 years. San Francisco did not play on offense. Dallas, 2 catches, 36 catches, then none, then 7, then 4. And then that last year with Washington, and then when he came back to play for the Ravens for a couple of years, he did have 2 rushing carries and then fumbled on one of them, but did not really have any more than that. So 1996, 36 catches, 475 yards catching. And then defensively, he started 15 games, had 33 tackles, 2 interceptions, a fumble return, and they did not use him on punt returns or kickoffs that year. So that I think is, I mean, I think at minimum what Travis Hunter's going to do. I think he's going to be out there a lot. I think you know, a 35 to 40 catch year would probably be minimum. And then playing most of the time on defense. Again, they'll have different packages. He's not going to be out there every play. Maybe on both. If I'm the coordinator of either, I'm like, hey, I would like him a little bit more. He didn't just win the Heisman because he can play both. He won the Heisman because he does play both very well. Danny's in Baltimore. What's up, Danny?
Yeah, just to comment on the Travis Hunter situation, I think that for anyone to say he's not going to play at least a substantial amount on both sides of the ball, if that was the case, I don't think he would be projected to go as high. He's not the best pure corner in the draft, and he's not the best pure wide receiver in the draft. So if someone is to believe that he's only going to play one side of the ball, then he shouldn't be going before a guy like Will Campbell, or he shouldn't be going before a guy like McMillan out of Arizona. It doesn't make much sense. And the fact that, you know, experts who are talking to these teams expect him to go top 5, top 3, I think that the teams are most likely, you know, they have that position as well. We haven't heard any pushback from any teams, and the fact that we expect him to go top 3, top 2, why are you drafting him above a better pure prospect at a certain position if he's not going to play both sides of the ball? I think it's evident that he will, and I think it'll probably be more than we think. I don't think a team spends a draft pick on him that high. Unless they're drafting him for name recognition, I don't think any team should just be drafting him just because he won the Heisman. I think if you're going to draft him, you got to draft him for all that he's worth. It's not worth a top 2 pick if he's only going to play one side of the ball.
Yeah, I agree with you quite a bit, Danny. Thanks for the call. Good call. I agree with that. And what my concern would be, or what I feel like what may happen, is Travis Hunter gets drafted because of the excitement about playing both sides of the ball. Now, there was the interview today where he said, I'd rather quit the league, right? But I think, and so that's why we're talking about it a little bit more tonight. But I think what happens is sometimes teams think what we're thinking right now, and then they draft them, and then somebody's going to get in their ear, or the wrong information is going to get talked about, and they will try to rein him in, and they'll say it under the, you know, guise of, hey, we're trying to protect you, we're trying to do this. And I don't think that is something that is needed. He's been doing this for 3 years. Started all 8 games with Jackson State in 2022. 18 catches, was out there a little bit. defense had 15 tackles. All right. The first year at Colorado, they played 9 games. He's up to 57 catches, 5 touchdowns, 22 tackles on the other side, 30 combined. And then he played defensively last year, had 4 picks, 32 tackles, and he had 92 catches for 1,152 yards. So I don't know what he's better at. I watched a lot of these Colorado games. I watched a sick amount of Colorado games. I got caught up in it that first year. They started 3-0, and everybody was rooting against them. And then they played that game at Colorado State that ended at like 4:13 in the morning. I got caught up in all of that. And I think that I played these guys on DraftKings a lot. But they were good. They're good. They're good. A lot of times it seemed like a two-man game. Now, both of these guys are getting their numbers retired by Colorado. Shadur probably shouldn't ever. Travis Hunter makes enough sense to me. He did win a Heisman, played 2 years there, but did get the Heisman. But yeah, to the call, he can play both ways, and that's what you want to bring him in for. So I don't think anybody should be trying to convince him otherwise. And really, the only thing that you would be thinking of is, long term, what do we get out of him? And I don't know that in the NFL that is something that is fair to anybody. And I don't think it's something that you can plan for. If you're bringing in Travis Hunter and you're saying, well, we want him to play a little bit of corner, not so much receiver. You know, we're trying to save him on one side of the ball or limit the reps. At some point, you're going to be out of a job, or he's going to leave the team, or, you know, maybe he doesn't have as long as of a career. Maybe he gets hurt or decides to retire or whatever happens. So I think you're drafting him for a reason, and you got to play him for both of those things. I don't know if I would compare it to Shohei Ohtani, because without pitching, he's still an MVP. But, you know, they want him to pitch like 20 games. And part of the allure with Shohei Ohtani, the reason you think he's worth $700 million whenever they decide to pay him, is that he can do both things. That's why he was such a ballyhooed prospect. No one says that word. I'm sorry. But that's why he gets $700 million, because, yes, he can hit, but he can also pitch. And I think when you have guys that can do both, you take advantage of that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Could talk a little more draft, talk some NBA tonight, as the 7 seeds have been locked in, with the Magic going to take on the Celtics, the Warriors going to take on the Rockets, that and more coming up. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment. He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time.
If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Thanks, buddy. My pal. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Warriors, for the most part, did a good job hanging on to a 2-3-4 point lead. Did give it up. I think Memphis last led with maybe 7:32 to go on the clock. But then the Warriors were never really able to run away with it. Needed some big shots from Steph, needed some big shots from Jimmy Butler, and they got that. Jimmy Butler on the night, 2 of 4 from 3, 12 of 20 overall, 38 points. Steph Curry, 6 of 13 from 3, add another 3 field goals and 13 free throws out of 13 for 37. And the Warriors will now take on the Houston Rockets coming up. That will start on Sunday, the 2 seed versus the 7 seed. Magic got the win, so they're going to take on and get smoked by Boston. Should be fun. 888-710-4ISN. Mike's in San Francisco. Hello, Mike.
How are you, sir? I think I spoke to you last night. In fact, I know that, but... Warriors fan, of course. I am. What concerns me real quick, and I can take your answer off the air. Jimmy and Steph are not going to combine for 75 points a night every game.
Probably not.
That's. I mean, that's. It doesn't take a professional to figure that one out. But and barely squeaking the game out. They're dangerous, and you know, I know Houston was watching and so on and so forth, but just want to hear your take on it, man. But once again, I mean, Jimmy Buckets is awesome, but you can't ask those two guys to score the 3/4 of our total points.
And they probably won't. I think, Mike, what happened here tonight was this is a Warriors team, and thanks for the call, that has been in the play-in tournament 3 times and has never advanced. And they've also now acquired Jimmy Butler to step up in these big games. Now, you're in the playoffs, so every game is going to be a big game. But, you know, game 6 is different than a game 2. You got to win them all, but there's games where sometimes you have to, you know, you try to win games a certain way, but sometimes you have to win games a certain way. And for the Warriors, I think what they thought was we have to win this game, and we have to win it with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. Whatever else we get from anybody else, we get. But we need these guys to take the majority of the shots and be the majority of the offense. Combined, they took 31 free throws. Out of the team's 34. Combined, they took 42 shots out of the team's 85. Really, the only one who did any other bit of shooting, Quentin Post knocked down a couple threes. Gary Payton off the bench had a real fast start. Was 5 for 10 from the field, a couple of threes early. He had 12 points. So they had 4 guys in double figures, but the double figures were 38, 37, 11, and 12. They will look to get more out of Podemski. They will look to get more out of Moody. They will look to get more out of even Draymond Green as things move forward here in the playoffs. So they'll look to get more out of some of these guys and see what happens. Kuminga did not play. So they haven't seen Kuminga in the last couple of games. So we'll see how things look. I'm sure that Steve Kerr is going to mix up the lineup a little bit. You know, maybe test some things out in game one, as these teams are prone to do. Maybe not thinking that they need to win game one. You know, they're the road team now. They're the underdog. They can maybe come in a little more relaxed. Although I think a lot of people, as I've been saying, are going to assume that they get by this series. I think a lot of people might think that. I haven't seen a line yet. I'm looking for it right now as fast as I can. Typey, typey, typey. And I don't see it. I do see a bunch of the schedules getting leaked out. Oh, yeah. Warriors, -250. Jeez. Wow, I didn't think it'd be that. Rockets, +200. I was thinking Warriors, like, -120. I fancy myself someone good at line guessing. Not so much. So the Saturday schedule is Bucks, Pacers, Clippers, Nuggets, Pistons, Knicks, and then Timberwolves, Lakers in prime time. The Sunday schedule, we're going to get whoever plays the Thunder, that'll be the first game. Magic, Celtics. ABC had their pick of the litter, and they wanted to go with the Celtics because we're not going to start a playoff series without Doris Burke sitting front row for Jason Tatum. We're just not. Then the Cavaliers play the dinner game, and then the Warriors and Rockets tip off not until 9:30 Eastern. That would be 6:30 Pacific. So those games coming up on Sunday. Brandon is in Chicago, 888-710-4ISN. What is up?
Be Doublicious, AK. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. On the Travis Hunter thing real quick, man, I just use him how Deion used him, you know, until he proves he can't do it, you know, if he hits a wall or whatever. But if they're feeling a little scared, I guess just use him in the red zone for receiving and keep him, you know, as a DB full time, you know, until he can prove that he can do it fully, full time, I guess. But, you know, in the NBA playoffs, man, the first three seeds have won the championship about 97% of the time. You think this is the year that we see an outlier? I think the only lowest seed that won was like the sixth seed. And the first one to get to the finals was the Heat a couple years ago. But I don't really like the matchup for the Warriors. I'm not going to lie, man. If you believe defense wins championships, I mean, the Rockets didn't get that two seed for nothing, man. That guy Thompson, man, he plays defense like crazy. He held Curry to only 3 points when they played him the other night. I guess the odds makers are looking at that they beat him 3 out of the 5 times, and that's why the odds are like that. But, I mean, man, I don't know. And the Clippers look – I believe that, you know, if Kawhi would have played the whole year, they would have probably been a 2 or 3 seed too. So, I mean, they're a team that can, you know, make a run too.
Yeah, I'm interested in the Clippers quite a bit, Brandon. I think that they are being sort of ignored and forgotten about. And I do think, as I've been saying, if they still had the Paul George part of this, PG-13, Kawhi, and James Harden, I think we would be more romantic about them. But you're getting that kind of production. You really are. That Norm Powell's giving you the production that you would want out of PG. So have been playing very, very well. And they got that series against Denver. And Denver, you know, recently moving on for their coach. Don't know if that's going to hurt. Don't know if that's going to help. But I think what's interesting about the West is the Lakers are a team with Luka now. The Warriors adding Jimmy Butler at the deadline. The Clippers playing very well. These other teams firing their coach. There's a lot more variables, I think, in the West. In the East, I mean, I don't know what would have to happen for the Knicks to beat the Celtics 4 out of 7 times, honestly. And then for anybody to get past the Cavs is tough for me to see at this point.
Yeah, the Cavs are deep on the front court too, man, with Allen and Mobley. That's a tough two teams to stop right there. And then you got Garland and Mitchell on the outside, man. They're pretty deep too. But man, it's gonna be fun though.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, I can't wait. Brandon, thanks for the call. We're starting to see these matchups again. The Magic will take on the Celtics, the Warriors, the Rockets. You know, as I'm looking at the NBA schedule, which they're like, okay, we know enough basically when the Warriors play, so let's push it out here a little bit. The thing that I need to immediately think is not only when do the Milwaukee Bucks play, that's first and foremost importance to me, but I need to think about what games conflict with the other things that I'm interested in over the next couple of weeks. Saturday night, there's a big triple threat between CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. So I guess Lakers and Timberwolves are going on the laptop. WrestleMania, night two, Cody and John Cena. I'd love to watch that Warriors-Rockets game, but I might have to DVR that one and watch it Monday morning.
Acknowledge me.
I mean, right?
1,000%.
We can't be watching. Who do you think wins that triple threat, by the way?
I think they're going to give it to Rollins. I was going to say Rollins. I think they give it to Reigns.
So who's he pin? He'd have to
That's
pin Punk.
That's a good question. I think Seth Rollins will be the company guy.
Rollins has never been beaten by Reigns.
He's eaten the pin.
I don't know. All right, and then next week is the NFL draft, may I remind you.
Oh,
so
I didn't know.
Thursday night, the games are Oklahoma City at to be determined, New York at Detroit, and Denver at L.A.
I love those to be determined jerseys. It looks so good.
So, Giants and Knicks fans are going to be like, Giants are going to be drafting probably around the fourth quarter of Knicks and Pistons. Game number three. That sucks. Friday night, NFL draft. Boston at Orlando is early. And then Indiana at Milwaukee. Oh, man. And then the Lakers and the Timberwolves. Okay. All right. For some reason, the Bucks host a game Sunday, April 27th at 8:30 at night local time. Might have to go to that one, actually. I don't really get that opportunity. I'd love to take my kid. Not that late, buddy. Sorry. All right. I tell my brother might have to hit this one up. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Clinton's in Phoenix. What's up?
Hey, man. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I want to give a shout-out to Brown Street in Milwaukee. Thank you guys for answering my call. For one, go Green Bay Packers, go to Bucks, and go to Brewers. But I'm down here in Arizona, and I have to be stuck with these teams they have down here. The Cardinals, the Sun, and...
Clinton, your phone is not good. You have a bad telephone.
I'm sorry. Well, just to make a long story short, to make it quick, go back, go. And the Suns, they knew 3 years ago that they had the big bust, the three, Bill, Bradley, and Durant. All three of these, the Suns need to wash the whole team out and start over. Get rid of Booker. That's the only person they can trade to get rid of. And Bill is the most hated man down here in Phoenix because he wouldn't let them trade him at that deadline with that no trade clause. And Durant, his feelings are hurt, and now he's going to want out. So they need to just wash this whole team out and let it start all over again. I call them your Phoenix bombs. I know Al McCoy is rolling over in his grave with the way he's been playing this last three or four times, this last three or four years. And then they're going to blame it on the coaches. The last two coaches won championships they had, and the one before that was at least trying. But, I got to say, over and out with your Phoenix bombs and go Bucks, go.
I just like, Clinton, thanks for the call, that when I said your phone sucks, he said I'm sorry, and then it magically didn't suck anymore. That was pretty impressive. I don't know how he did that. That was quite the trick. Yeah, Monty Williams was the head coach there for 4 years, and then they fired him for Frank Vogel, who had won a championship 4 years prior, had him for a year fired. Then they hire Mike Budenholzer, who had won a championship 4 years prior, and then now they fired him. So who's next? Who won the title? Michael Malone? Well, yeah, he's available. If they do that, then you got to contract the team if they do that. If they hire another coach that won a championship, got fired, and then fire him after 1 year. This is Matt Ishbia. This is Matt Ishbia telling people that most of the league would trade for our team. No one's got it better than us. Our roster, our assets, we know who our starters are going to be. Well, you don't anymore. Now there's regret that they didn't try to trade Kevin Durant sooner, or at least involve him in the process. Durant, I really am not, I don't know. Am I discouraged? Am I not happy? Am I disappointed? I just don't like how his career is gone. It's just always, where am I going to go next? And I'm surprised he was in Brooklyn for as long as he was. Well, he was also hurt. That's right. He was hurt for a year. Spent a lot of time in Seattle/Oklahoma City, the years with Golden State. Hurt, goes to Brooklyn, and then Phoenix. But it's, you know, it's a couple of years, and then you get out. And I do think one of my Kevin Durant takes is he entered the league in 2007, you know, playing till 2027, let's say. Take those 20 years and put them back 20 years. Like, Kevin Durant's in this league from 1987 to 2007. I think he plays with one team his whole career, maybe two, but is unbothered. It just seems like social media is more of a concern to him than some other people in the league. What it seems like. He's engaging, he's acting, and sometimes he's clapping back, and it's funny. And it's funny to clap back. It's funny to clap back and to have a tweet that's like, oh, Kevin did it. But for all the tweets that you don't get, there's a lot of, like, grinding in the comments, using your burners, wasting an incredible amount of time, firing off a tweet and then waiting for the response, pulling down on the little thing, and, oh, did they respond yet? God. Just not a, it's a life I used to live much more than I do now. The constant Twitter battles and Twitter wars. Getting in Twitter wars will help the ratings for my show. Yeah. I'll just tell you that did not work. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. We saw a couple of games tonight that have helped us not only dictate what the playoffs are going to look like, but the NBA throwing out a schedule. So pretty much if your team is in the postseason, you will know at least for the first four games where, when, and at what time, the last two meaning the same thing, that they will play. The Warriors and Rockets will play coming up on Sunday. That's the late, late game. That's 9:30 on the East Coast Sunday night. It's a March Madness times. And 6:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 Houston time. And then the Magic and the Celtics, they've got the matinee on Sunday, the ABC game, as it is tradition for Doris Burke to be on the call for as many Jason Tatum games as possible. It's kind of like the end of the month thing with Cops, where, you know, they pull over more people. I know police listening right now say, we don't really do that. Well, then why does it seem like you do? You ever think about that? So they've got the matinee game. Warriors a very interesting team to me. The Steph Draymond Clay thing was great. And for the longest time, it seemed like they were assembling the next era of that while keeping that one intact. I've long said there was a varsity Warriors team and a JV Warriors team. the JV Warriors team never really worked out. You go back to 2019 when they drafted Jordan Poole. We saw how that ruined a season. He's in Washington. The following year, they take James Wiseman, who played like, 7 minutes in college. They took him number 2 overall. So you're hurt. You get the number 2 pick. Wow, you're the Warriors. You got the number 2 pick. That's insane. During this era, James Wiseman end up being the pick in 2020. Anthony Edwards went first. Okay, can't get him. LaMelo Ball went third. This is a draft that saw Tyrese Halliburton and Tyrese Maxey also in the first round. But again, hindsight is 2010 if you're me, as that is my superior vision. And then Jonathan Kuminga in 2021, who I thought was a great player and untouchable. But then he like was untouchable as in he didn't touch the floor the last two games. So a lot of Warriors fans discussing that one tonight. Jimmy Butler can be the answer to all of these ills as the Warriors are like, well, you know, we might as well try this guy. And Steve Kerr, you just heard from him there. Well, he's going to have a lot of praise for a guy like Jimmy Butler who had a big night on Tuesday.
That's just who Jimmy is. He controls games. That's why he is who he is. He's able to, in these big moments, these big games, he just settles you down constantly. He just told me, I don't care who guards me, you know, just give me space, give me the ball, I'll make something happen. And that's the beauty of Jimmy. I mean, you guys can see it. Like we have morphed into a different team. We've got the movement and the flow of Steph, but we've also become, for half the game, a great ISO team.
Does seem like Steve Kerr likes coaching Jimmy, but also likes answering questions about Jimmy Butler, who was asked about his role in this offense.
I have the opportunity here to pick my spots incredibly well, and they're always looking to get me the ball in my spots where I could be aggressive and put the ball in a basket or make the right play for the next individual. So we ran a couple sets for me to do that, and then Steph did all the other stuff.
Jimmy telling TNT that's a Batman if I've ever seen a Batman, always coming to save the day. Later in the press conference saying, I think any team has a chance with me on it, but I know every team has a chance with Steph on it. I get to play Robin. That's my Batman. So when you have a guy like that at Jimmy's level who's been the number one guy in Miami for the longest time, and now he can come to Golden State and still do what he needs to do. I mean, they needed him. Hit 38 points. Steph had 37, he had 38. They needed him. But then at the big moments, Jimmy contributed, but also a lot of Steph Curry. And it's a nice, you know, it's a relief when you're out there doing it all, but you're also not the only one out there doing it all. And I'm sure Steph feels the same way with Jimmy being around as well. All right, so tonight, the Tuesday games were fun because there's some playoff berths being punched. We know more about the league than we did heading into the night. Now, tomorrow, I don't know that the level of excitement will be reached. We've got the Heat in Chicago. We've got the Mavericks. That'll be always fun because we can rip on Nico Harrison some more as we did to start the show. All the available podcasts, wherever you get yours, use the Odyssey Rewind feature as well. But Dallas and Sacramento and the teams that are playing on Wednesday are playing for the right to then play the teams that lost tonight. So the Hawks will host the winner of Miami and Chicago, and the Grizzlies will host the winner of Dallas and Sacramento, the losers of those games done for the year. That'll do it for us tonight. Thanks to Marco Belletti on the updates. Thanks to my Batman, Carlos Ortiz.
That's right.
Pat Boyle up next. And I'll be saying that for a while. Congrats to Pat on the new gig he's coming up. This has been the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey,
guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.